Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Klal Memches, and we started Siman Aleph. So the Chayodim says that the definition of Zimun is that one person says Nevarach Shecha Al Mishaloi, and other people answer Baruch Shecha Al Mishaloi. So we mentioned yesterday that Rabbi Sayin Abarech or Rabbi Sayin Revel Benchin is not part of the Zimun itself, but Mishabur brings down that the Rizal points out, the Zohar points out really, the importance of that a Darshan Kedusha should not just be said, there should be a Hazmana. So the Zimun itself is a Darshan Kedusha. It's a mitzvah that we're doing. You don't just jump into a mitzvah. So we want to sort of prepare ourselves for the mitzvah. And that's why we say, Rabbi Mirvil mentioned, Mishnah Berurah says, before we do the Zimun itself. Okay. Now, the Chayyadim is going to continue and tell us that part of the Zimun is not just the two phrases of that we say, Bereshus, Nebarech Shulchan HaMishaloi, and Baruch Shulchan HaMishaloi, but actually the point really is the benching itself. The Mishavur points this out that the Ramah in Simon Kuf Sadi Gimel says, even in case you're not Chayiv in Zimun, it's appropriate to do a Zimun anyway. The Magen Ram challenges the Ramah and says that Mikra din deraisa, one person can be another person through Shemei Ka'ina. But Chazal said in a case where a person can't say it himself, you rely on that situation. But in a case where a person can say it himself, so when it's two people, each person should say it on their own. It's more appropriate that each person should say it themselves. But once it's three people, there's a concept of Baroiv Am Hadras Melech. It's actually better that they should do it together, and one person should say it, and we might see the other people. And that's actually how historically the concept of Zimun was done, was in a case where there was three people, one person would bench, and the other two people would listen along and be yotze with him. But in the scenarios where Chazal did not see, but Chazal came and set a condition that we're going to allow this arrangement, or encourage this arrangement when they're eating together as a unit. So that the fact that they're eating together as a unit, so therefore they have a kriyas together, so they should bench together as well. In a case where they did not eat together as a unit, they should not have one person bench and lead the other ones. So even in the scenario where the Ramah is talking about, where the person is not chayim in zimun, in that situation you're not allowed to bench together as one unit. And again, benching together means that one person would lead the benching, say the benching, and the other two people would just listen along. They wouldn't say. So that halacha of just listening along and not saying benching themselves doesn't apply in a case where there's no kviyas. So then the Magen Ram says if that's the situation, there's no union of Zimun either. So the Hakdama of Nevarech and Baruch is really all part of this idea of saying the benching as a unit together. In a scenario where there's no union of saying the benching together, so there's no union of doing the Zimun either. Mishabur comes out that when you're dealing with a Zimun of three, it's okay to do like the Ramah, because there's no question of mentioning Hashem's name. But by a Zimun of ten, where we're discussing mentioning Hashem's name, and we're doing it in a way where there's no chiyuv of a Zimun, so to say Hashem's name in such a situation, which, like the Magen Ram points out, one person could not lead and be much of the other people, even if he wanted to, so then there's no union of Zimun, and we can't. You cannot be Mekel to do the Zimun of Ten. So that gives us a window into the concept of Zimun, that the union of Zimun is not just the first two phrases, but it's the whole benching, really. That this is, let us bench together, and they say, yes, we will do that. And they say it, Baruch, they will say that part themselves, that we're ready to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then, as a group of three, with one person saying and other two people listening, they bench together as a unit. And that's the union of Zimun is Kishem Hashem Ekra Hovel Gedol Lekeinu. As I call out, I want you to give kavod as well, but then continue with me and join with me as we say benching together. So that's an important understanding of the foundation of the concept of Zimun, and the Chayyotim will touch on that point as we go along, but just to introduce it in the introduction over here, understand what the idea of Zimun is all about. Have a good day.